Hello and welcome to Mysteriously Jointed. I am your host, Seal Jones, the owner and creator of Mysteriously Jointed. I want to thank you for listening, whoever you are, wherever you're from, and whatever you're doing. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and time for yourself and for everyone else around you. Well, I finally did it. I think I've cut all the fat out of my life. Meaning I've cut all the friends who weren't my friends out. I think I did the last one yesterday. I think, relieved, more than less. And I didn't really want to let him go. And I didn't really want to know the answer, whether or not he was someone who was going to be a friend long term or not. I don't know. I just kind of said goodbye to him. And I'm like, it was the right decision. And I gave him the option to show himself and to prove if he's like says that he's a good friend and someone loyal, because I need that coming down the road with everything else going on in my life. I need to establish, my friends basis, just like every other successful person, and keep the friend group small and still be able to help out the world and do the right thing for everyone else. And so what I did was I asked him to pay it forward or pay it back, however you want to consider it. I loaned him money and I knew how to loan him money and I helped him out and he never paid me back. And so I was like, all right, I'll wash it. But now it's my turn to ask. And I asked my cousin and I asked a couple other people for money at some time to help me out, get a car or something like that. But no one would help me. I get it, though. Like, it's just no one wants to do it anymore. Because the liability of friendship and everything like that, and the old saying, oh, don't do business with your friends. Considering I still haven't talked to Cut since he told me he's going to come sue me for taking his information. But like, intelligence, something like that, information, I don't know. And I was like, all right, man, come and sue me. And still haven't heard from him. Not even a peep, not even anything. So I get it. But I thought that as you get older, you can become more of a human being and like understand that these are business choices, not friendship choices. And these aren't like bad choices or this choice. It's just how the friendship's going in business. And so what I did was with my one friend, I basically, as I said, asked him to if I could borrow money. And I knew he had it. I know he has quite a bit of it. And I know that because this decision she's made in his life has led him to making quite a bit of money after I helped him out to get him where he needed to go. And I put all my money up for my business. And so I'm like a little short. I don't really want to hit the interest on it. And I said, all right, well, I'll ask him for money, see if he's going to pay it forward. And he said, no. And I let him go. Because I've helped him out so many times. This is the one time where he could like pay it back. And he just decided not to. And I said, goodbye. I don't need you in my life. Because I know if he ever slips and falls, I'm going to be the one to try to help him out and get him back on his feet. But I no longer want, if you can't help me out and like be there when I need you, then I don't need you in my life. And that's all the people like in my past. And so what I've come, because a lot of people in my life have taken advantage of me, and because I just live in it and I operate completely different how society runs. To that society is to take advantage of people, exploit them, get that bag, and sell your soul to the devil and do whatever you can. Like, that's how you make it in today's society. You can ask P. Diddy, you can ask, you know, all the big people out there, all the Illuminati's out there. You can, you know, even that one lady, which Doja Cat, she sold herself. You could go the list of on and on of people who, that's how you make it. And I'm just good. I don't need to. You go down that road. And that's why I don't really fit in this world. Like, I treat people with respect, kindness, understanding, give people time, loyal. I believe in people. I believe in your word. I believe in your, but like, that's just not how the world works anymore. And so I have to, in order for me to get ahead, I have to treat it and act it like a normal human being. But I want to do it my way and on my terms. Because I don't want to go around screwing other people over and scamming people, because that's how you really make great money, is scamming people. I've been scammed more than once, and I'm probably getting scammed right now, but I just don't really care. because God has my back, and I'm a very religious person. And whether I make a wrong decision or right decision, the money is just doesn't really matter. I will make more money, and money will come back to me, and money comes to me daily. So it's not a money issue. It's just like a sad thing that people just constantly have to go around scamming you. And so now that I know that it won't help me, and now that I know that he's not a friend, I said goodbye to him. Because going down the road, I only had to be around people that trust me on my best interest. Face has my best interest. Ashbo has my best interest. Kincaid has my best interest. And my mom and my dad. And that's it. And that's pretty much roughly, from what I understand, like 5 to 7 people max in your life that you can like trust and have the best interest of you. And so that's who I'm going forward with. And the rest of them can all just do their own thing. And so, you know, a lot of people at my age are become bitter and nasty and angry and like, oh, what the heck, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, not me. I'm still going to treat people the way they should be. Still give them the opportunity, still believe in them, still give them the hope, still follow them and give them education, choice, and time, and water, food, and shelter. Still going to do it. And if people come to me and say they need some money, then I'll help them out. But most likely I won't give them money. I'll give them food, I'll give them water, I'll give them shelter. I'll give them things that are basic needs. I'm not going to give them cash. That doesn't work. Because they're always going to keep coming back and asking for more cash. But you can always come back and ask for more food. I'll even make you food myself or cook you a steak, but I'm not going to give you the cash for that because it doesn't work. Because you're going to go use it to what? Buy drugs, buy weed, buy alcohol, whatever. It just doesn't work. And I'm not going to be like everyone else where I'm going to take advantage of these people who are desperate or who need my help. And I've now become extremely successful. That's not how I got there. And that's not how I sustain the ability to be successful in long term over the next 20 to 30 years, continue my legacy, continue everything else going on, and continue my name. Because everyone around me is all my life. I said, you're an amazing person. And we have more people just like you. You are what humanity is and what it's going to be. And so for me, that feeling is what I need. And I still want to treat everyone like that. I may not let them into my life because these are all people who see me successful and are at some point we're going to ask me for money. And so I'm going to just keep them as friends. Whether it's a platonic friend or just a come by friend or a hangout friend, whatever. But I can't let them into my circle because I can't ruin that anymore. I can't ruin my friendship and my relationship with my cousin or ruin my friendship with Ashbo or King K or my parents. Because they're the ones protecting me. And so if I let someone in, they may not have the best interest. But they'll all know who that person is, and I'll let them know, like, what do I do? And I still want to be an outstanding human being. And so I'm not sad about the people that I've had to let go and the last person I let go. I am happy because of the relationship I had with them and the friendship I had. Yes, the majority of them all owe me a lot of money. But I don't wish bad upon them. I don't wish evil. I don't wish negativity. I hope they took what they took and hope they consider it a blessing. And I hope they can get over whatever they need to get over and move on to the next part of their life and to pay it forward, not by myself, but with someone else. They hope that I want them to live the life that I am living. And if I can did that right, correctly, by helping people out, giving people my money so that they could just get out of what they're not trying to do and like crank it and just move forward. But that's not my life. And the only way that I can actually get revenge, per se, is to live a fruitful life, to be happy, to let them know that whatever they did or negativity they tried to cause into my life and to my friends and my family, it didn't work. And you were still stuck right where you began. I want to thank everyone for listening. I appreciate it. And I appreciate the time that you spend to listen to me. And as I leave you, as I always leave you, if we continue to love ourselves and the environment and others, then we will continue to make this world a greater place. Thank you very much and have a great night.